In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 476.
On Now You Know. Now, if you're wondering why we're not in our usual studio for today's TTN, it's because we're testing our solar-powered mobile studio.
That's right. Today's show is brought to you entirely off the grid. We are 100% solar-powered.
We are testing a lot of things out, so please bear with us if we screw up some stuff today.
But on with the solar-powered show.
So, Gregor Truck posted this video from Barry Scott. A Model 3 got launched off a cliff, and the battery pack still didn't burst into flames.
3, 2, 1, go! Baby, go! Come on,
Probably why, even after well over a decade, Hollywood still doesn't crash Teslas, because you don't get a big fireball like you do with an ICE vehicle.
And for those of you listening on a podcast, picture a white Model 3 flying through the air into a canyon, and when it crashes, nothing happens. No flames, no explosion.
Interestingly, the airbags deploy mid-flight.
Yeah, I think that's smart, because it's like preparing to keep the passenger safe.
Phil! He might be okay.
Although they would not be safe in this case.
And you have to keep in mind, you're like, oh, but it's going to hit the bottom of the cliff. Right. When they design the car, they go, okay, how often is it going to fall off of a 150-foot cliff? And how often is it going to fall off like a 6-foot?
Well, you remember that whole family that actually survived falling off a cliff last year?
I don't think it flipped over like this one, because I don't think you walk away from this accident.
So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
The story has been dominating news feeds everywhere, with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7. Only 13 articles covered this.
Markets react fast, but public opinion? That sticks. On purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories, break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us, this app should already be on your phone.
Sales of Teslas in Australia surged in May, up 122.5% from last year, with nearly 4,000 deliveries.
But I've heard auto financial analysts saying that it's still year-to-date Tesla sales are down 48%.
True, but that's likely due to the fact that Tesla had early stock shortages for having to switch over the lines to the refreshed Juniper updated Model Y earlier this year. Year over year, though, total deliveries are up 9.3%, so the demand definitely seems to be there. So Elon spoke out about the big, beautiful bill on Tuesday. He said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it."
And a lot of people are agreeing with him, including us.
And 124 million people saw this post, by the way. He said it will massively increase the already a gigantic budget deficit to $2.5 trillion and burden American citizens with crushingly unsustainable debt. He went on to say it more than defeats all the cost savings achieved by the Doge team at great personal cost and risk. Interest payments already consume 25% of all government revenue. If the massive deficit spending continues, there will only be money for interest payments and nothing else. No Social Security, no medical, no defense, nothing.
He said this is debt slavery for the American people.
Then Elon posted, "Congress is making America bankrupt." And by the way, this is a chart of U.S. debt, so it is growing completely out of control.
Oh no.
Wait, it's gone from $236 billion in 2000 to $1.8. 3 trillion.
That's just the deficit.
That's the deficit.
The green line is the debt.
Oh.
Yeah. Congress likes to spend money.
Right, because it makes them popular.
Yeah.
You spend money, people like it. Oh, wow, there's a program. Wow.
I got a program. I'm going to vote for my guy.
Elon said, "In November next year, we fire all politicians who betrayed the American people."
And Rand Paul said, "I want to see the tax cuts made permanent, but I also want to see the $5 trillion in new debt removed from the bill. At least four of us in the Senate feel this way."
James Stevenson posted this meme, same old U.S. Congress. "Best I can do is you give me $5 trillion more dollars and I give you more inflation."
And Elon said bullseye. Nick Sortor posted, "Just in, Elon Musk just endorsed a constitutional amendment which would make members of Congress ineligible for re-election if the deficit is more than 3% GDP. Lawmakers would shape up quickly."
Unusual Whales posted, "Speaker Mike Johnson."
Yeah, I called Elon last night and he didn't answer. But
Elon says, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit."
Congressman Thomas Massey posted, "The big, beautiful bill is a debt bomb ticking. It's also the biggest missed opportunity conservatives have ever had to put our country back on a track of fiscal sanity. If we defeat this bill, a better one can be offered that won't bankrupt our country."
And Elon said, absolutely. Elon went on to say, "No one who actually reads the bill should be able to stomach it. A new spending bill should be drafted that doesn't massively grow the deficit and increase the debt ceiling by $5 trillion.
It's no hassle, but all I'm saying, they're going to get a...
Call your senator, call your congressman. Bankrupting America is not okay. Kill the bill.
Say big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew to stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Say big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Starlink posted that they are now in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That's a big country.
Yeah.
Elon posted, perhaps an interesting milestone, SpaceX commercial revenue from space will exceed the entire budget of NASA next year. SpaceX revenue this year will be $15.5 billion, of which NASA is $1.1 billion.
Yeah, so take a look at this chart. Blue is SpaceX revenue. Red is NASA budget.
I think it's clear that Elon is trying to point out that SpaceX does not need NASA to survive anymore, as it may have in the early days. Most of SpaceX's revenue now comes from private launches. And it's interesting that once you have the private sector come in, lower the cost of launches, that people go, oh, I want something in space and I can actually afford it.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this on Patreon bonus stories today. So Elon posted, get the performance terminal from Starlink.
Ooh, what's the performance terminal?
Well, Starlink posted, Starlink's most rugged kit yet. Performance offers reliable high-speed internet, 400 plus megabits per second download speeds in the most extreme and remote environments, aluminum enclosure, IP69 waterproof rating, advanced power supply with AC/DC, and more.
So it's tougher? How tough?
Well, watch this.
Okay, well, that's a Falcon 9 landing, but...
You didn't look in the foreground there.
Oh, that's the performance Starlink terminal?
Yep.
Okay, so that's tough. Nice.
Yeah, Starlink went on to say Starlink performance is capable of enduring winds up to 270 plus kilometers per hour. That's 170 miles an hour. Temperatures from minus 40 C to 60 C. That's minus 40 Fahrenheit to 140 Fahrenheit. High vibration environments and is qualified for a 10-year lifespan in highly corrosive saltwater environments. Hmm. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
And Starlink performance is built to support high vibration mobility uses, such as for agriculture and construction applications, qualified for a 10-year mission life in the field.
Okay. But how much does it cost?
Okay, well, there's the service and then there's the hardware. The service starts at $65 a month for local priority for 50 gigs a month, or $250 a month for global priority. And then you can start spending more if you want more gigabytes. And then the hardware, the latest gen hardware, is $1,999. So ain't cheap.
Not cheap, but...
But it lasts for 10 years.
Yeah, you're going to put this either on like a...
Tractor or a ship.
Vehicle.
Yacht.
A yacht. People who've got some money. Either the thing is making the money or it's the thing that they like to spend all of their money on. So basically, this is the step up from regular Starlink, which can't necessarily handle all of this entirely.
I think they had a performance before, but it was still not as rugged.
And it was more like hand-built by SpaceX right. team. So you'd like order one and then they'd make one.
Yeah, I think they're finally getting to full production of it or something like that, it's from what we're hearing.
Really exciting, because it means that you're going to have the leaders of industry, you know, people running construction equipment and tractors, and you're going to have the leaders of industry who are riding around in yachts be very, very familiar with Starlink.
SpaceX's Booster 16, which should be the next booster used for Flight 10 testing of Starship, was brought to the launch pad down at Starbase.
And we get a glimpse of the business end of Booster 16, which has been ready for static fire testing. So this looks like the new rocket engine configuration without the need for heat shielding. You can see the exposed new version 3 Raptor engines.
Yeah, pretty cool. Can't wait to see them lighten up.
And you might be going like, well, why would you change it? Maybe it's more dangerous. Right. They are optimizing everything. If you can get rid of heat shielding, you can reduce the weight of the booster. If you can reduce the weight of the booster, you can send more stuff up into space.
For cheaper. President of SpaceX, Gwynne Shotwell, said happy 15th birthday to Falcon 9.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Falcon 9. Go SpaceX, go Starlink.
And SpaceX posted Falcon 9 lifts off of Pad 4E in California on the 15th anniversary of its first launch.
It's 15 years old already.
That's crazy. Most people don't even know that it exists.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. What do we got this week?
We got our buddy Will sleeping in his car.
Now, sleeping in the car seems like something you'd only do if your wife kicks you out the house. But with a Tesla Model Y and a mattress, it's less desperate times and more posh glamping without all the faff. It's hard work, this camping, isn't it? When it starts making that slightly higher pitched sound, that's when it's about blown up. That's a quick and easy setup. Imagine that compared to putting up a tent with all your pegs and stuff.
So I'm quite excited about sleeping in this car because I feel like we're going to have a bit more space than we did in the Model 3.
It certainly should be a bit more spacious, but in the Model 3, you've got the parcel shelf that's fixed because it's a saloon, isn't it? It's a really useful shelf to put stuff on, like a cup of tea or, you know, once you're in it, the space is okay, isn't it? Oh, it's nice to be warm, actually.
It is nice.
It's getting a bit chilly now.
There's just enough time to watch our favourite show before bed.
Cool. All right, it's time for community mail time. Community mail time! Thank you, Will. We got our first new intro, but it's the old intro.
We are, in fact, in the Model Y. Straight away, it feels more spacious because we've got leg room.
My legs can go up.
Yeah.
My knees.
The two of us squished in. It's cozy, isn't it?
It's nice.
Let's see how we get on sleeping, and we'll report tomorrow. Okay. Night-night.
Noisy. With camp mode on for about approximately 8 hours, we've gone from 200 miles range to 180. Powering our two phones down here and keeping it at a nice staple 20 degrees.
It's obviously far better to sleep in than a Model 3 because it's just got loads more room, hasn't it? Good. What I really liked was the glass roof now because it is a lot lighter. We woke up this morning and we were just watching the clouds go past. By the way, it looks flipping gorgeous just sat here, doesn't it?
Yes.
Look how lovely it is. It's such a cool car.
I love it.
Like, how cool was the back last night with the
so
tail
nice.
Light that was shining up where we were sat? It's still slightly angled. To resolve that, all you need to do is park on a slight slope going downhill, and then that will mean your bed is perfectly flat. Or, of course, you could bring something along that you can reverse onto just with your back wheels just to tip the car up a bit. You know, if you're aiming for perfection and you're as fussy as I am, yeah, that's it.
I hope this has shed some light into sleeping in a Tesla. If you want to watch the full video, check it out at Tesla Jigsaw. Back to you, Zach and Jesse.
So remember that when you buy your Snoozoo, use Now You Know at checkout to save you money.
And we'll be passing on all our affiliate revenue to Will so that I can attempt to beat him in a drum off.
And before we break for our Patreon bonus stories, don't forget, patrons, that we are giving away a Model Y cooler to one of our patrons.
So if you'd like to win a brand new Tesla Model Y front cooler, just go to our Patreon Model Y front cooler post on Patreon and comment.
We will pick one lucky winner at random, and you could be enjoying the summer with it.
Remember, you can still join our Patreon for just $1 a month.
Although that might be changing soon.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. All right, so Grum says they just declared war on free speech. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is talking about X and other platforms.
And Elon says defund the UN.
Steve Guest posted Orwellian. The New York Times, NPR, The Washington Post, and Axios are now calling illegal aliens unauthorized immigrants.
Elon posted new propaganda term just dropped. So if I rob a bank, am I now supposed to be called an unauthorized withdrawer?
Well, Larry Barron says next step, they'll call drug dealers unauthorized pharmacists.
And Elon laughed.
Elon said, don't even read the legacy media. It's just noise and propaganda. I stopped long ago. Legacy News attempts to answer the question, what's the worst thing on earth today? That is sure to make you sad.
And he went on to say, you are the media now.
Okay, so kept the show a little short this week because it's weird doing the show not in our studio and having to like put stuff up behind us. And I have no idea if any of this worked. Like, if you're watching this now, it worked. If you're not watching this now, then you're hallucinating.
And thank you so much to all of our Patreon patrons who make this show possible. Make sure that you head over to patreon.com/nowyouknow. Sign up for as little as $1 a month. We have other perk levels where you get even more stuff. So be sure to check all that stuff out. We will see you guys on Sunday. Now you know.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.